With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The celebrated Canadian novelist Robertson Davies is sometimes called Canada's literary ambassador, a description he doesn't especially like.
I don't want to be an ambassador, and I don't want to be tagged particularly with a nationalist tag. I just want to be a writer.
The 75-year-old Robertson Davies has written 35 books, the latest called The Lyre of Orpheus, the third in his so-called Cornish trilogy. Davies describes Canada as an emerging nation and says its writers are now finding acceptance around the world.
I got news from my agent that a book of mine was going to come out in Israel. What on earth people in Israel will find in it to interest them, I don't know, but I'm grateful that they want to do it.
Davies says Canada remains troubled by the French separatist movement in Quebec and the province's French language law, which Davies says is tyrannical. As a result, he says literary development in Quebec is limited.
They box themselves in very much because they won't associate themselves with Canadian literature in general. They will only interest themselves in what's written in French.
Davies says his own books have sold well in Quebec, but not in the Canadian editions.
They were published in Paris in translation and then imported into Quebec, and they didn't know they were by an English Canadian. That's sick. That's absurd.
In his new comic novel, The Lyre of Orpheus, Robertson Davies writes of a foundation for the arts which sets out to stage a 19th century opera about King Arthur, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Canadian writer Robertson Davies recalls feuding with Norman Mailer a few years ago.
He made a statement which ran across Canada that it was astonishing that anybody as pompous as I was should be a good writer. Took that rather as a compliment, because I don't want to be like Norman Mailer.
Robertson Davies, whose latest book is called The Lyre of Orpheus, was born in Ontario in 1913 to a newspaper family.
I was born in a family where everybody wrote. I think I was 12 years old before I realized that not everybody wrote or found writing easy.
Writing was easy for Robertson Davies, but math did him in at Queen's University in Ontario.
I persistently got zeros on mathematical examinations. I had no comprehension of it. So my parents thought, well, we'd better send him to some place that isn't as pernickety as Queen's, so they sent me to Oxford.
For 20 years, Davies published a family-owned newspaper in Peterborough, Ontario, before striking out as a playwright, novelist, and teacher. While some of the same characters reappear in his novels, Davies says there is no unifying theme in his work.
People like academics are possessed with the notion that you've got some philosophy you wish to impose on the world, and that you start off with that, and then you hang stories on it, as you might hang clothes on a model. It's not so. That's ridiculous.
Robertson Davies' latest novel is the funny tale of an attempt to stage an opera about King Arthur, The Lyre of Orpheus, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Canadian novelist Robertson Davies says most serious writers seem to have leftist tendencies because they somehow see themselves as underdogs. But Davies says one of the greatest writers of all time was a right-winger, Shakespeare.
His notions about the left were very obvious in all his plays, and although he is sympathetic toward misfortune and misunderstood people and so on and so forth, he hasn't got much time for gripers and whiners.
Robertson Davies' 35th book is called The Lyre of Orpheus, the third in a trilogy in which a compulsive collector of the arts appears.
What was bred in the bone of that man, whose name was Francis Cornish, was a desire for acquisition and a passion for art in all its manifestations.
In The Lyre of Orpheus, Davies tells what happens to Cornish's fortune.
His descendants set up a foundation to encourage the arts which their uncle Francis had loved so much. And it's about their first venture, which is putting on an opera.
The book has an enormous cast and lots of subplots. Nevertheless, Robertson Davies doesn't like the idea of outlining his novels.
I mistrust the idea of plotting a book from start to finish and saying it's going to be like this. It's like stretching something on a frame. It ought to be allowed to grow its own way.
Viking published The Lyre of Orpheus by Robertson Davies. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.